Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Daryl Morey's on.
Oh, Daryl Morey. The what? Real one is on.
No, it's actually a Daryl Morey. A real Daryl
Morey. Or is this an impression of Daryl Morey? Let's find out. Daryl Morey with us here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Daryl Morey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Right
now. I didn't know you had Charles Barkley on. That's good.
Yeah. No, Barkley's here. And I understand Barkley beat you in pick. We said, oh, you played Daryl Morey. He probably kicked your ass. And then he goes, oh, no, I beat Daryl Morey pretty badly.
It did. Frank's pretty good. I gotta give it up.
But I did struggle with your loop, right? He would hit these very spinny shots, and I'd be like, how do you do that? And then I'd look at the leverage, the distance between his arm and the paddle.
And that's
like,
how you knew.
That's longer than one of my legs.
That's how you knew. So Frank was so serious about it. He showed us videos, and he's like, well, Jim Clark lives in Houston.
No, Jim Butler.
Jim Butler. He goes, well, Jim Butler lives in Houston. You know, he's one of the all-time greats in the nation. Yeah. And, like, I didn't know there was an actual ranking scale that I didn't know we had.
Have you played Jim Butler, Daryl?
Of course, he's here in Houston. He's like, he has to spot me a bunch. He would beat Frank.
Oh yeah, he crushed. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. He beats me as badly as I beat Daryl.
So Daryl, there aren't a lot of guys, though. I mean, celebrity, you play guys all the time, and there aren't a lot of guys that beat you, are there?
Nobody. I'll tell a story. One time, Dwight Howard challenged me, and you know, we get out there, and I start taking my paddle out, and his entourage is like, Dwight, you're dead. He has his own paddle. it's like bringing your own bowling ball. If you don't have your own paddle, you're about to get smashed.
Or pool stick guy.
Right. No, you're done.
Pool stick guy.
When he starts putting it together.
Yeah. What about Rick Carlisle? Yeah. You can beat Rick Carlisle, right?
Yeah, I beat Rick. I beat everybody in the NBA that I've played. Yeah, I haven't faced anyone. You know what? Rich Cho, who just got hired in Memphis, we're about even.
Okay.
Yeah, you're done. Rich, I think guy's named Rich Cho.
John, you're done.
No chance.
Yeah. Hey, no stereotypes.
Yeah, don't
stereotype.
Buddy is good.
All I said Buddy was, is good. You're done. That's all. Oh, by the way, congratulations on your team. Okay.
Wow. That's the second game in a row that you've done that.
So good. We've got to win one out there now. You know, not an easy place to win.
Yeah, but their fans are great. They're nice people.
Yeah, it's.
I think they're all so nice normally that when they get that shot to just let loose, they just do it at the arena. You know?
They're like that mom with the pent up energy that when it's time to, she's gonna blow it out on the weekend with the girls' night, and she ends up, you know, you have to drag her out, and she's laying next to the toilet at home, like, hey, hon, I see you had girls' night.
Yep.
That's like jazz fan when they go on there like,
yeah, or Catholic girls, it's all the same principle.
Holy Thursday, I didn't want to say anything, but that came to mind, Daryl.
Let me tell you how on it Daryl is, though. He messaged me the other day, sorry, I'm not going to be able to see you at the Improv or hang out with you or whatever.
He knew you were coming in.
He knows everything everywhere.
Did you know their playoff schedule?
Yeah. I've been.
No, you didn't.
See,
it's a one-way relationship here.
I try to follow everything.
Well, congrats, Daryl, man. Nice start to these. Couldn't get much better with Golden State having its issues and you guys playing as well as you are.
I did like watching. I always watch the TNT guys at half to see how they handle these ass kickings at half, what they're going to say. Because I always want to see the uncomfortable compliment. And invariably it turns into, like Shaq making fun of Clint Capela getting lob dunks and he and Rudy Gobert. That was the first one. Like, look at this dominant. And like, look at, I don't know. He said something about, look at this dominant center
look
play.
At this dominant
just...
center play. Everything that's going on right there. Capella. Capella is going to be.
Ernie has no idea what he's saying. And then, and then Barkley's translating.
What Shaq is actually saying there is he's wearing.
Oh, stop making fun, Shaq. You're making fun.
He's wearing shades again on the set for no reason.
I'm just actually DJing while we're doing this. There's a dance club. Everybody knows what's going on.
Well, yesterday he was like, he said James is the best.
A tough thing, like, oh, sorry, guys.
No, I was just going to say, he said James is the best offensive player of all time, and Shaq immediately started, he goes, no, Shaq, with his ability to shoot the three, and then you can't touch him out on the perimeter anymore. Like, okay, I was wondering where the backhand compliment was coming.
Well, I think someone else might have said he's the best offensive player ever, and I took a lot of heat for that. But honestly, he is. If you just look at him relative to history, I mean, he really is unstoppable. A crazy thing is, after game one, every adjustment I thought Utah should make, they made. And then, obviously, we went out there and took care of business again. So now I actually don't know what they should do. Like I'm wondering what they should try next. And you know, it's a testament to James and our whole team that you know they really took it to him yesterday.
Now he's turned. James has turned his three. Well, he's turned at least two of his three harshest critics. Shaq is still not on board, but Charles Barkley and John Granato. That was pretty impressive what he's been able to do to them.
That is so well. No, he turned me a while.
You can't turn John Granato around.
Oh, he did.
He turned me a while ago, Daryl. He turned me last year. There's no question about that.
And then Eric Gordon had him. Turned him.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay, go
all
ahead.
All right, is Eric Gordon playing as well as Klay Thompson?
Eric Gordon is a good basketball
is
player.
Eric
I'm not
Gordon
putting him in Klay Thompson
well,
territory.
Okay, Daryl, I said that's the Klay Thompson of the Rockets right there. Eric Gordon, okay?
And
Lance, who's usually Thundersticks over there, was giving me the business because
of it. Yeah, they call me Thundersticks just whenever I tell the truth about James playing well or the Rockets playing well. I get called Thundersticks.
Thunders? How does that even make sense?
Here, listen.
Dell's got... They've already got music.
What do you mean? All your guys in the... He's a red rowdy.
Listen to this. Those are Thundersticks. They play
that's
that.
Pretty
they,
funny. That's
they
good.
Call me Red Rowdy Lance.
Thundersticks.
Thundersticks.
Well, listen, he wants to tell the Warriors something. Listen to this,
oh,
Daryl.
Don't do
listen.
That.
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
See, everything I do, they capture on audio and try to use against
that's
me.
That was you live.
In a court of law.
That was you live. Only your lips didn't move.
I will say this. Eric is more versatile than Klay. Klay is an amazing player, but Eric, you know, Eric can put it on the ground
much better
off the bounce.
By the way.
They're both very good.
Donovan Mitchell doesn't want any part of him when he's playing him on defense, by the way. He's doing an unbelievable
job. Yeah, no, Eric's D has been great on him. Klay obviously is a great defender. So, I mean, they're both playing at a high level. I hope we advance and get a shot to have Eric kick his ass, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, no, that's not going to happen because you'll be playing the Clippers. All right? That's what's...
I'm good with playing the Clippers. Fine with that as well. as long as PBev doesn't injure any of our guys.
Yeah, that's the only worrisome thing. How about all those? Montrezl playing great and
Montrez. Stop calling him Montrezl.
I said his name, Montrezl. That's what I call him. And Lou Williams, all former Rockets. Hey, we call it the Rockets West over there in L.A.
Yeah, there are sleeper agents out there.
Hey, man, congratulations, man. We appreciate it, and thanks for calling in.
Good luck the rest of the way here.
Someday maybe you'll beat Frank. Maybe someday you'll beat Frank in
I think I beat him a game or two, but he did kick my ass. So. All right, I'll see you guys.
All right, man.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.